What's this? A cougar and a ute sharing the same podcast? That can only mean you're listening to State of Sports Utah with Jason Stoll and Jake Lukler.
Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Lukler, and I'm actually alone today. Usually I have with me the one, the only Jason Stoll, who is the, you know, the resident BYU fan on this podcast, but it just so happens that that Jason has, well, he's sick. Jason is sick today, and I promise that has nothing to do with BYU's current record in football. I have confirmed with many in the know, and he is, in fact, physically ill. So it's just me this week because we didn't want to, leave you guys hanging. So I'm just going to be doing a quick podcast. You know, it's going to be a little less fun. But hopefully, hopefully it won't be too boring. But anyways, so here we are going into week 13, and well, let's just say it's not been great for the teams of the state of Utah, at least the teams that even remotely matter. So, in week 11, Utah went up to Washington, who's undefeated, ranked number 5 in the nation, I believe, at least up to this point still. And they put up a good fight, close game, a lot closer than I think a lot of us were expecting. Went 28-30, a loss of 28-35. Kind of heartbreaking. They really had him in the first half, but not quite. Then there was the BYU hosted Iowa State at home and had a pretty brutal loss there. Pretty dominating win by Iowa State. Lost to BYU to 13-45. However, the Cougars bounced back a little bit in the sense that they put up a much better fight against a team that was, at least on record, much better, that of Oklahoma. They had them at home. They came up just short of 24-31 loss. However, got to give it to Oklahoma there. They definitely had they definitely didn't look as good as I expected them to. And kudos to BYU. They really held in there. They were definitely in the game a lot longer than I suspected. And had certain things bounced BYU's way, they definitely could have come away with the win. Well, that's not to say the same for the Utes against the Arizona Wildcats. They were in Arizona, in Tucson. And it's just, watching that game as a Utah fan was pretty frustrating. Honestly, it's just one of those things where nothing seemed to be going Utah's way. And that can happen. It happens every once in a while, I suppose. But, you know, when you get a punt blocked to go down 14-0, here in just the first couple of drives, you know you're in trouble. And that's pretty much it. That's the story of the whole game. Utes fall 18-42. So, for those of you keeping track at home, that means Utah is 7-4 with one final game to go at home against Colorado, and BYU is 5-6. Bowl eligibility not completely out of reach, but it is going to be a narrow one if they manage to pull it off against Oklahoma State on the road, right? So, this is the part of the podcast where I kind of just have to shorten things up because, you know, this is the part where Jason and I would talk about it. We had a couple questions, actually, which is kind of sad. We had a couple of questions that we were going to answer. I don't know. I don't really feel like doing it by myself. It's not nearly as fun. We were going to talk about bowl game hopes in the sense that, well, frankly, we both expected BYU to win against Oklahoma State. So they'd be bowl eligible already, but that definitely did not happen. So, don't really know what to say. As far as bowl game possibilities, I suppose, you know, there's definitely, BYU still has a chance. They could end up going to a bowl game like the Independence Bowl. I'm not super familiar with the Big 12 bowl game bids. You know what? Why don't I just look it up? Big 12. This is literally me Googling it live. Bowl game. Bowl bids. Yeah. Sorry, as it takes me forever to actually, you know, go ahead and Google that. But, okay. So, all right. Looks like the other bowl game bids are the, obviously, the Cotton Bowl, Peach Bowl. No, none of those. Okay, so after that, there is the Alamo Bowl, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Okay, so Texas Bowl, the Liberty Bowl, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, the Armed Forces Bowl, or First Responder Bowl, I guess, and then the Independence Bowl, bringing up the rear. So, looks like the Independence Bowl is definitely one that they could go to. Maybe the Armed Forces or Guaranteed Rate Bowl. But, I mean, when you're 6-6, looks like those are probably your closest possibilities. You know, not so it looks like the Independence Bowl is against the Pac-12 if they have, you know, if both teams have a matchup for that game. Armed Forces are against the AAC or Conference USA. And the, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl is against the Big Ten. So that's probably one of the lower bowls for them, too. Or maybe not. I don't know. Not super familiar myself with bowl game bids in the Big 12, at least not yet. That's something I'll have to get used to quite a bit next year. But anyways, as for Utah, the options are a little bit more clear. Right now, it's probably the Sun Bowl, if I had to guess. It could be the Vegas or Holiday Bowl, I believe. Vegas chooses first, so it could be the Holiday Bowl. I think it really depends on Oregon and Washington and how that plays out. If Washington goes to the playoffs and Oregon goes to New Year's Six, then that means Arizona would go to the Alamo Bowl. Then see who's next. Oregon State would go to Holiday, probably. And then that puts, I think, Utah is next, assuming they beat Colorado. And then, yes, that puts us at Vegas, unless Vegas wants to pick, like, USC or UCLA, who are also bowl eligible, right? So maybe they want to choose them. They're not required to choose the next in line, so to say. But, yeah, then Utah would probably end up in the Sun Bowl. And then whoever didn't get picked there would go to the, I think, the LA Bowl? Yeah, anyways, that's not, but yeah, so probably it's probably Holiday or Sun Bowl for the Utes there. I don't know, for both teams, I think this has been an underwhelming season, and I don't think Jason would disagree with me on that. You know, a lot of things went wrong, but, you know, a lot of things, you know, a lot of good things. I know, at least on the Utah news, Cam Rising announced today, at least as of recording this on Monday. He announced yesterday. He announced yesterday that he's coming back for 2024, which, you know, my first reaction to that was I thought of the line of the quote that Hulk does Bruce Banner does in Infinity War when Thor finally shows up, and it's, oh, you guys are all screwed now. And so, so very excited. Really think that gives Utah a good chance to be competitive and probably the odds-on favorite to win the Big 12. Obviously, still some good competitors in the conference going into next year, but I think that definitely gives Utah a competitive edge, probably with the best returning quarterback. I think I heard Jaden Daniels is coming back Kansas. So, I mean, you know, definitely, you know, I think Rising's a bit better than Daniels just based on track record alone. But, you know, Utah and Kansas don't really face off anyways next year. So, anywho, now that we've just had a nice little rant there, and this podcast won't be too short, you know, I'll go over the scores and, you know, I'll honestly award points. So, let's go over Jason's predictions first. So Jason predicted that they would win, and so did I. Both of those don't count because they lost. Jason then predicted Utah to lose to Washington a 20-42. And then let's see. I did 13-35. So this is a little bit difficult, right? So, like, I got the 35 right. I was off by quite a bit of points. Jason was off by a lot, by quite a bit of points too. But he was off by less points, right? So I'm gonna give him the point for that one, right? So I'm gonna give him that point. Then let's see. Jason predicted Oklahoma loss, 31-18. Ended up being fairly close, at least with you know, with how things ended up. I did 35-24. So I got the 24 right, and I almost got the, you know, at 35. They did 30. The actual outcome was 24-31. So I think I'm going to give myself the point there. Then Jason predicted a loss, and I predicted a win at Arizona. Jason actually got pretty close. He did 17-28, which is close, I guess, in Utah's point. So I'm going to give so obviously Jason gets the point there. So for those of you keeping score at home, I have a very narrow lead on Jason with 7-6. So I have a 7-6 record. So it's getting pretty close. We're nail biting it here. However, even though Jason's not here, I did have him send me his predictions for, you know, the last two games. So week 13, there's one more game each in the regular season. And let's see, Jason is going to predict that BYU is going to lose at Oklahoma. Let's see, 21-32. 32 is a bit of a weird score, but, you know, I respect it. And then he predicts Utah will win 35-10. And I can't say I disagree with that one. I think that's going to be pretty close. Question is, do I want the over, the under? I think that's probably how we should do this next year. Because this is just super inaccurate. This is a super inaccurate way. No wonder we kind of suck at this. Anyways, I think, so let's see. With BYU, I think I still am going to predict the loss, as much as it'd be fun for Jason and I to do a bowl game episode, and we might. Well, we're definitely going to do one more episode for the season. You know, we're going to do it's either going to be a bowl game episode, or it's going to be a postseason, because we got to get these predictions right. You know, we got to have the punishment, you know, to the loser. So, let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to predict. Sorry, everybody. I'm having a lot more trouble, you know, honing in my thoughts without someone to talk to here. So a little bit difficult, but not the end of the world. Okay, so I'm going to predict Oklahoma State is going to win, and BYU is going to lose. Do I want over under here? I'm going to go with 35. Oklahoma 35, and BYU 17. So not quite the same margin. A similar score, similar vibe, but, you know, not quite the same margin. Jason has an 11-point margin, and I have an 18-point margin. So a little bit more on each side, I think. I do think Utah is going to win. He's going 35-10. Colorado has been a train wreck, but Utah is dealing with some serious injuries. You know, for those of you who don't know, we got more news of, you know, season-ending injuries, and Coach Whittingham pretty much said even in his press conference, we're going to probably see more players that we don't recognize so far in the year. So I'm going to say it's a little bit closer. I'm going to go 31 to 14. So once again, just kind of not quite the same window. I'm giving everybody a little bit, Utah a little less credit, giving Colorado a little bit more credit. It is at home. It is senior day. There is things to be hyped about, I guess. You know, we are going bowling. Rising did announce he's coming back, which is going to hype a lot of players, you know, for next year. Yeah. So those are our predictions. Just to go down at one last time, Jason predicts Oklahoma State win, 21-32, a Utah win against Colorado, 35-10. I'm predicting an Oklahoma State win, 17-35, and a Utah win, 31-14. The current record stands at Jake 7, Jason 6, which is pretty good, all things considered. It's a lot more narrow than it could have been. Jason really kind of narrowed the gap there on this last time, which is exactly what he said would happen. So kudos to him. I hope he's listening. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. Honestly, it's more of a rant than anything. But thank you all very much. So, let's see, what time am I at? Jeez, a 16-minute rant? Okay. Thank you guys so much. Jason, we'll be back next time. And we'll see who won the bet, as well as just kind of talk about the end of the season. You know, this was definitely, I think it's by far the most interesting season that we've done covering the podcast. You know, we've been doing it these last 3 years, and by far this is the most interesting season. It had the most twists and turns, I think. The most unexpected outcomes, just overall, I think. And maybe we say that every year, I don't even know. But it's been a lot of fun. I know Jason's had a lot of fun too. So thank you everybody for listening to this episode and the episodes that we've had. Leave us a question. Feel free to repeat your question. We might even pull some old questions if we don't get any. But if you have a question for us to answer, we will try to do so. Could have done some today, I guess, but I just didn't really feel like it because it's not so much fun to do it by myself. It's, you know, a lot more fun to do it with a co-host. So thank you all, and have a good one enjoying your last week of regular season college football. Go Utes. And I guess if Jason were here, I should probably say, I can't say it. Nope. But you know what he says it right after I say, go Utes. So just imagine that he said that, and yeah, we'll call it good.
Thank you for listening to this State of Sports Utah production. SFX technical support provided by Samantha Knight.